Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. The FDA requires prescription drugs to go through rigorous testing for both safety and efficacy. As a result, only a small number of drugs that are developed are ever approved for use, and then only for narrow indications. So take, for example, a drug called gabapentin. It was approved in the early 1990s as an anti-seizure medicine. But it didn't work very well, so experts began to promote it for use to treat all sorts of other conditions, including pain, bipolar disorder, attention deficit disorder, restless leg syndrome, and alcohol withdrawal syndrome. It has not been approved for any of these reasons, but doctors prescribe the drug heavily, and gabapentin is not the only example. Even if there is no proof and the FDA has not approved a drug for a specific condition, doctors can still prescribe it, because here in the United States, doctors are allowed to prescribe drugs off-label. In other words, for reasons completely different than what they were intended for, or for what they were tested to treat. It stands to reason that doctors should only prescribe pills to treat conditions for which there is good evidence of effectiveness. But that is not the case. In the United States, these off-label prescriptions account for 1 out of every 5 prescriptions. That means that 20% of all drug prescriptions are for conditions for which the drug was not approved. So when the president tells us that despite warnings from the FDA, he's taking the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine as prevention for COVID-19, it raises all kinds of red flags. Currently, there is no FDA-approved drug to treat or prevent COVID. Moreover, several studies, most recently in JAMA, have shown that hydroxychloroquine has been shown to be ineffective in treating COVID. Ineffective. So how and why did the president's doctor prescribe this drug when experts advise against taking the drug? Well, because it was being prescribed off-label for a non-approved condition. And the same is true for thousands of doctors who prescribe this drug for themselves, for their families, or for patients on the advice of a real estate developer who happens to be the president. I suspect the public thought that the president knew something that the rest of us didn't, inside information. Well, it turns out he didn't. The rest of us were reading the medical research and knew the drug was of very little use to those with COVID. The use of off-label drugs drives up the cost of healthcare and exposes patients to unnecessary risks and uncertain outcomes. Hydroxychloroquine can cause abnormal heart rhythms and dangerous rapid heart rates. So doctors who've written these prescriptions without any scientific basis now have a moral duty to reach out and inform patients about the risk of medical treatment with hydroxychloroquine and the lack of any benefit. And we need to rethink the policy of allowing doctors to write prescriptions for drugs that lack any proof of benefit. At a very minimum, we should require doctors to inform their patients that they are being prescribed a drug that has not been proven effective for their condition. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.